My name is Mr. Toothpick. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. My name is Mr. Toothpick. I have been in some of the most famous mouths in the world. And I have been used to pick their teeth and pick their gums and pick at them. And, you know, if the truth were really known, if people would just suck in their mouth and then swallow good, they wouldn't need a toothpick, because they have one of the best vacuum cleaners in the world in their mouth. And the saliva that the mouth puts out, that the teeth are surrounded in, is one of the most healing and one of the most perfecting substances or fluids that the body has. So saliva makes makes the breath smell nice. Saliva makes the teeth shine beautifully and makes the tongue be pure and clean. And it's just not a lot of saliva. A little saliva goes a long way. Some people, when they get older, they drool. You know, on both sides of their mouth it comes out. But that's merely because they're not paying attention. They're getting sort of dreamy-eyed. But you take an old person who has saliva running out the sides of his mouth, and you tell that person a story, or you get that person involved in thinking something, and all of a sudden every function of his body is all firm and working perfectly. That person no longer has a droopy mouth. That person no longer has droopy eyelids. That person no longer has saliva that's overabundantly producing itself. He no longer has roomy eyes, R-U-M-M-Y eyes, where the fluid is flowing out of the eyes too. He's alert. He's awake. Same with the females. This is something that, and we say, well, they're older. You know, they can't control it. No, they can control it. And they say people who have incontinence, where they are not able to hold their urine, that it wants to come out by itself sometimes when they're not planning on it, that's because of age or illness or other things. It's all, if I may say so, a matter of attention. When a person is attentive to what they're doing and they're excited about what they're doing, you know yourself, you can get on an airplane, and if you don't think of going to the bathroom, you can hold it for 8 hours or better and fly in that airplane and not have to go to the bathroom at all. And you can even drink water while you're on the plane. Not a lot, but just a little now and then. And you can be totally untouched by it. And then there are other times, I gotta go. And the minute you start telling yourself that, you're giving up control of your body to your emotions and to your body's functionality, and it shouldn't be. It should always be under your control. Your mouth produces the saliva, which keeps your mouth fresh and beautiful and kissable. When you are using a toothpick, and when you make it a habit of using a toothpick, you are taking away the habit of having the food go through your system, through your body, and through your mouth in the most perfect, beautiful, harmonious way. Now you say, well, Herb, you use a toothpick sometimes, and you do this, and you do that. Hey, if you are as perfect as I am, then you can use a toothpick too. Now, if you want to compare yourself to me, then you got a problem. Because I don't have your bad thoughts. I don't have your unhappiness. I don't have your poverty. I don't have your illness. I don't have any one of these things that you got. You say, well, what, how do you know what I got? Well, you tell me, you know. Now, why do you have those things? Because you tell me. Now, if you go around telling me that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, that every organ, action, function of your body is whole and perfect, if you go around telling me that you like yourself, you like yourself, you like yourself, what's going to happen to you? You're going to put a whole new series of attitudes in motion for your body, and your body will respond to that perfectly. And you will be so fantastic, you'll leap out of bed in the morning, and you'll leap in bed at night, you know, and you'll just be so happy to go to bed and so happy to get up. And when you go to bed, you say, peace, 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 peace. and you wake up in the morning at the time you want to wake up. You don't have to get up two or three times to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but you do if you think you do. You do if you think that you don't have control of your bladder. You do, and what do you do when you go to the bathroom in the middle of the night? A little pinkle, you know, nothing much, not enough that really should disturb you. And you know what a healthy child does? A healthy child who has learned to hold on to his urine, he gets up in the morning and, my gosh, he fills the toilet, you know, because his bowels and his bladder hold it perfectly. Our body is designed to be under our direction and our control. And if you are somewhere where you can't go to the bathroom and you don't, and you stop thinking about needing to go, you don't have to go. You don't hold it. If you hold it, you're thinking about it. But if you're just being yourself and forget it and go on with something else, read a good book or something, you're completely out of it. And there are times when a painter who works on his painting and he doesn't think of eating or going to the bathroom or sleeping or doing anything, he's so dedicated to his work that he's creating. And it's like art here, our great, fantastic builder and electrician and master of every craft that he puts his hand to. When he gets going on something that uses his artistic creativity, he doesn't think about eating. He doesn't think about quitting. He doesn't think about stopping. He just looks at out the window. My gosh, it got dark out there. I didn't even know it's happened. You have that happened many times, hasn't it, Art? Mm-hmm. And because he's so in tune and so in love with the work he's doing, and because of that, his body does not make demands on him. When he's ready to go to the bathroom, he goes. He knows that in a building under construction, there's not that many bathrooms around. So he just plans his work so that when he's on the first floor where the bathroom is and it works, there's where he has to go. And when he's up on the upper floors or doing anything, he doesn't have to go. He does not put that in his consciousness. Now, you say, well, he's different from most people. Yes, he consciously is master of himself, his body, and his program. Most people are not consciously master. They can be, but they say, I am not master, and so therefore they are not. The day will come, my dearly beloveds, when we will take the toothpicks and leave them off the table. But until we do, happy toothpick picking. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you. Aww. I love you.